And this week's honoree is a world-class musician who uses every note to lift up young people in Philadelphia and beyond.
Project for 40 is an organization that works with high school youth using music as a tool to teach the life skills needed to thrive.
Meet Joseph Conyers, principal bassist for the Philadelphia Orchestra and the heart behind Project 440, a program that pushes students to use their artistic talents for good.
All these students get together and create service learning projects to serve their community with an art-centric focus. We provide seed money for them to do those projects.
Some of their projects spark joy. Others take on real-world issues, proving that art can be a vehicle for change.
One group made instruments out of recycled materials to just talk about the importance of recycling.
Because for Joseph, the mission isn't about creating the next virtuoso. It's about creating prepared, confident, community-minded young adults.
Period. Whether they are going to be the next Beyonce or someone who's going to work on Wall Street, these skills are transferable.
And that vision started long before he ever picked up a bass. It's rooted in his family, his faith, and his hometown of Savannah, Georgia.
I grew up in a traditional Black Baptist church.
Gospel shaped his ear. Classical music, nurtured by his mother, shaped his future.
My mother had this love of classical music. She heard it on the radio as a child and wanted her children to be involved.
And performing with his family taught him the power of shared sound.
We were kind of like the Von Conyers family of Savannah. So we would play Sunday afternoons at different churches as guests.
But his commitment to service, that came from his community, where helping others was a daily practice.
It's like, what can we do to, who can we help today? Family members, community members, support it in ways I know and some ways I still don't know. And I think that's why I've become the way I am.
So when the Savannah Symphony Orchestra shut down, Joseph and his friends stepped in. And Project 440 was born.
And we want to fill a void left in music education by the absence of the orchestra.
And when he moved to Philadelphia to join the Philadelphia Orchestra in 2010, the program came with him and expanded beyond music to include dance, theater, visual arts, and fashion.
Get a bunch of young people in the room, and they will speak very frankly about the things that they feel need to be changed.
At its core, Project 440 builds community, a place where young people can come to learn, lead, and dream bigger.
You'll meet new people, even if it's some students that went to your school and you didn't even know they went to your school in the first place. You learn how to communicate. You learn how to be definitely respectful to others. You learn how to say speeches in front of people.
Oh, and that name, Project 440, it's a nod to the note that tunes an orchestra and the idea that these students can set the tone in their part of the world.
Like that is the first note that is played at every concert. We want our young people to be leaders in their communities through music.
And his service doesn't stop there. During the pandemic, Joseph taught bass via YouTube videos.
Bodicini is the name.
He even offered feedback to students who had nowhere else to turn.
Beautiful, Maria. That was really, really, really nice.
There's too many reasons to list why Joseph is a good soul. My name is Martin Akram, and I nominated Joseph Conyers for the Philadelphia's WHYY Good Souls Project. He loves working with kids of all ages, whether they're yay high or going up to graduate school. He taught at Temple. He's currently teaching at Juilliard. But he also volunteers for Philadelphia's All-City Orchestra, which takes the most talented kids across the entire county and brings them together in a phenomenal orchestra. And he's the conductor. He expects high quality, but he's so patient with his kids. They all love him. Joseph is a good soul because he uses everything that he has for the service of others.
with good soul, to me, it's just empathy that can manifest itself in so many different layers.
And Joseph says he's honoring those who invested in him by paying it forward to the youth who walk through Project 440's doors.
I think young people for me mean equals possibility.
If you know someone who serves as a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.